Chinese and particularly welcome the term good fortune.
福在中国人取名字的时候常常用这个字。
And Chinese like to use this term in their names.
我自己就认识几个名字里面有福的。有福的人。
I have come across a few folks who include this good fortune, this term in their names.
像是什么有福啦福顺啦天福啦等等。
Some people like to call themselves fortunate or fortunately favorable or added fortune.
过年的时候我们也会在家里面贴一个福字。
When it's time to celebrate Chinese New Year, we also like to paste this term on our door.
而且呢还要倒着贴。
Paste it upside down.
生怕那个福到不了这一家。
Because in Chinese, this upside down, this word or this meaning is synonymous to arrival.
你庆贺人家有喜事常常也说某某人啊你福气真好。
So wishing a year filled with good fortune and in other forms of celebrations, people also like to wish each other good fortune.
所以我们常常喜欢用这个福字那连带的呢中国人在信仰上也很注重能不能从中得到福气。
Therefore, in the same manner, Chinese pay very close attention to their faith and see how much fortune they could derive from it.
中国佛教劝人家要好好的修行要好好的行善积德。
Buddhism teaches people good behavior to store up enough merit.
因为最后呢就可以有所谓的福报。
And then they will be rewarded with good fortune.
也就是好的回报。
That is rewarded with good things.
所以相信佛教的人大部分都很注重做好事。
Therefore, the followers all tend to do good deeds.
比方说捐钱啊比方说做义工啊等等因为他们都想得到这个福报。
So they give generously and they volunteer for many types of works in order to reap rewards of good fortune.
有很多相信基督教的人也很重视能不能从基督教的信仰里面得着福气。
Many Christians alike pay a close attention to the reward of Christian faith.
所以常常很多人喜欢别人替自己祝福。
So wishing others to bless them.
当然我们有一个确信就是我们一定是有福的。
Of course, we firmly believe that we are blessed.
因为神就是要赐福给他的百姓。
Because God loves to bless his people.
而且我告诉大家我们的神不但要给人物质上的福还要给人心灵上的福。
However, our blessings are not limited to material things, but also include spiritual blessings.
甚至于还有人意想不到的福。
And blessings even beyond our imagination.
感谢立强刚刚带我们读了这个马太福音的第五章。
We thank the presider who led us to read Matthew 5.
马太福音五章里面就是耶稣说到有八种可以得福的人。
Matthew 5 is part of the Beatitudes, eight kinds of people who will be blessed.
马太福音的第五到第七章有人称这一段经文叫做天国的大宪章。
Some people think Matthew 5 to 7 as the constitutions of the kingdom of heaven.
这一段是在讲论天国子民应该有的品格与生活。
Which addresses the characters and lifestyle of its people.
而我们注意到当耶稣开始讲这个天国在天国的人的品格跟生活的时候就是开始讲福气。
So Jesus began this discourse with the types of people who will be blessed.
就是用福这个字来加重这八种品格的重要性。
To use blessed people to emphasize the eight characters.
那让人知道在这八种事情或者八种品格上面有表现的人就可以蒙受神给人的福气。
And calling people's attention to the importance of these eight different characters, that people will be blessed by God.
而在这八福里面，八福这一段里面最重要的一节就是第三节。
So among the characters in the Beatitudes, the most important one is in verse 3.
你可以说这是一个人进天国的关键。
You may say that it is the key to entering into the kingdom of God.
这一节对我们每一个信主的人都非常的要紧。
It is essential to Christian faith.
请听着，他跟我们如何进入这个信仰，如何敬畏神，如何成为合神心意的人都有关系。
So it is essential to how to enter into the Christian faith, how to revere God, and how to become a person favored by God.
所以马太福音五章三节说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So verse 3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我个人比较喜欢在荧幕上的这一个翻译哈。他说 ,Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them.
So I personally prefer this translation shown on the screen.
那关键就在于大家知不知道虚心是什么。
But the key question is, do we know what it means to be poor in spirit?
为什么虚心跟我们的信仰生活有关呢？
How would that affect our spiritual life?
怎么样才能成为一个虚心的人呢？
And how to become a person who is poor in spirit?
那今天我们就要来看这个问题。
So that is our topic today.
什么叫做虚心呢？
What does it mean by being poor in spirit?
如果你从刚刚的翻译来看，虚心就是邻里贫穷。
To be poor in spirit is to be lacking something in our spirit.
那么什么叫做邻里贫穷呢？
And what is lacking in spirit then?
就是一个人觉得他的心里有一个不能被满足的地方。
It refers to a person who is dissatisfied in his heart and feels something is lacking.
一个人在心灵上不能被满足的人。
A person who is dissatisfied in his heart.
所以虚心第一个意思就是不满足的人。
So the first meaning for being poor in spirit is the person who is not satisfied.
各位我再强调哈，这个是指的心灵上面的。
It's pertaining to within our heart.
我的小儿子每一次吃饱的时候都说，妈妈我还没吃饱。
My little younger son always said, I'm still hungry.
这个不在这个范围里面。
It's not included in what we're talking about today.
你知道我们人可以借着很多的活动让我们的心灵里面有那种充实感，或者我们说有心灵的慰藉。
We can occupy our hearts with various activities to satisfy the desires.
比方说，有很多人喜欢听音乐，喜欢阅读，喜欢到处去旅游等等。
These activities may include, for example, listening to music, read newspapers, articles, or sightseeing, etc.
人借着这些活动想去满足自己的心灵。
We try to use these type of activities to either satisfy the desire or console their soul.
我想很多的人都喜欢听音乐。
I know that many people like to listen to music.
我自己就认识几个这样的人。
Some of my acquaintances are like that.
啊，你如果到他们那里去听音乐，怪怪，真是享受啊。
There are music lovers, and it is such an enjoyment to listen to music at their place.
他们花了很多很多很多的钱去弄一套好的音响。
They spend a lot to have a wonderful music system at home.
你知道，他们从这个 DVD 的 player 到这个前后级的扩大器到喇叭，哇，都讲究得不得了。
All the way from DVD players, amplifiers, to speakers.
甚至于连这些设备之间连接的那个线都讲究的不得了。
They even have custom-made electrical cords to connect all the systems.
哎，我们当中有好多念化学的，请问什么金属的阻抗最低啊？
Those chemists among us, what metal has the lowest resistance?
啊
，copper，
铜 ，OK， 有没有？对 ，gold， 他们那个音响的线就是金的。
So these electrical cords were made of gold.
啊，他们要有去听那种现场演奏的感觉。
So they set up their system to spend so much money to improve the quality at so when they listen to music at it, as if it is live.
所以每一个环节都讲究的不得了，有人甚至于弄一间专门听音响的房间。
They even built special music rooms.
那里面的装潢的材料，那个音箱就是 speaker 摆的位置都有考究的。
The room is made with custom-made materials, carpets, place the speakers in strategic positions in order to maximize the acoustic effect.
连你听什么样的音乐，要坐在哪一个角落，他都给你画出来。
Even designated certain locations, strategic locations to listen to certain type of music.
所以他们花那个钱不是几百块美金哦，是几万几万美金哦。
So they spend tens and thousands of US dollars to set up such room.
为什么要这样？
Why?
因为他们觉得听音乐是一种享受，是一种可以让他心灵得满足的方法。
Because listening to music to them is not just a hobby, but something to satisfy their soul.
当他们心里难过不高兴的时候，哎，听一点畅快优美的音乐，心情好像会好一点。
When dejected, a lively music may uplift their mood.
那当然，在心情好的时候，音乐更是锦上添花，好像让他更愉快。
Even in good spirits, such music can make them more jubilant.
但是各位，那个房间那些音响带得走吗？
But let me ask you, can they take these music and system in that special room with them when they die?
当他不在这个环境的时候，他有办法马上得到心灵的充实吗？
When away from such environment, can he still receive counsel to his soul.
还有的人喜欢阅读。
Other people like to read.
大家如果有机会去看一看，那个书店里面有各种关于提振信心、鼓励人向上或者带给人安慰的书籍。
If you visit bookstore, there are plenty of inspirational books, books on self-improvement and emotional healings.
大家知道书籍也有排行榜，对不对？
So all my books are categorized by subjects.
那这一类的书籍呢，叫做心理励志。
So under the category of inspirational and self-improvement,
这一类的书籍里面也有排行榜。
It's a book that ranked top in that category.
最近在中国亚洲那边有一本很有名翻译的书，叫做《秘密》。
There's a book in under this category called titled The Secret.
这一本秘密在心理励志这一个排行里面是前十名的书。
Which ranked one of the top 10 books under the category of inspirational reading.
而它在美国发行的时候，它创下单月再版200万册以上的记录。
So when it was published in the United States, once it sold more than 2 million copies,
也创下四个月销量打破500万本的记录。
And also sold 5 million copies in the first 4 months.
那这本书到底在讲什么呢？
So what is this book about, all about then?
有一位澳洲电视工作者。
an Australian TV worker.
有一年呢，他的父亲突然身故。
It ran into a lot of trouble one year when she suddenly lost her father.
然后他的工作遭遇瓶颈。
And had job difficulties.
他的家庭关系也陷入僵局。
Also ran into some family trouble all at the same time.
他的人生跌落谷底。
In the pit of her life.
而当他生活快要崩溃的时候，他偶然阅读到一本百年的古书。
In that during that crisis, she came across a century-old book.
从这本书里面，他发现一个生命中很大很大的秘密。
And from the book, she discovered a great secret to life.
所以呢，他就组成了一个团队，开始寻找在当世还知道这一个秘密的人。
So she started a group looking for her contemporaries who were familiar with this life secret.
知道这些秘密的人呢，都是当代各行各业当中的佼佼者。
And to her surprise, she discovered that all these people who were familiar with this life secret were the cream of the crop in their fields.
有没有人被这本书的作者访问过的？有没有
Any of you have been interviewed by the author of this book?
Okay. 那这些佼佼者呢，现身说法，就写成了这一本书。
And these successful people, these individuals all testify that.
所以只要读这一本书的人，你了解了这个秘密，就没有做不到的事情，就可以像那些佼佼者一样。
Once you know the same secret, there is nothing you cannot do, just like these group of successful people.
不论你现在是什么样的人，这个秘密都可以帮助你成功。
So no matter who you are, as long as you know this secret, you can get whatever you want.
我们当中有没有人去读这本书的？
Any of you have read the book?
The Secret. 有没有人？没有，感谢主。因为我也没有读。
I have not, like you, have not read the book.
所以我还不知道这个秘密。
Nor do I know the secret.
但是你刚从我刚刚给你的这个介绍当中，你不难去想象，这就是一本鼓励人心的书。
But from the brief introduction of the book, it is easy to see that this is an inspirational book. Trying.
这个是试着去满足人心中向往的一本书。
Trying to satisfy its readers' desires.
真的可以帮助你一下就成功吗？
Can he really help you to be successful overnight?
如果真的是这样，他一个月不会只卖200万本。
If it's truly so effective, it will not have sold only 2 million copies in one month only.
恐怕我们当中早有人读过了。
And most of us will probably have read it by now.
那但是我们从这一本书的销量，其实我们也可以想见，许多人想借着阅读来弥补自己生命中的空虚。
From the popularity of this book, it is not hard to see that many people try to fill the void of their lives with some reading.
这就是我们从日常生活的一些小事情当中，我们就可以发现人知道自己心灵需要被某种活动来满足。
Therefore, from people's daily lives, we can see that we need to satisfy our souls with certain activities.
但是我想大家都知道，在世间没有一种事物可以满足人的心。
However, we all know that there is nothing in this world that can satisfy us forever.
音乐你会听到厌烦。
We may become tired of certain music.
书也不能讲到人生的每一个层面。
Books cannot meet all the aspects of our needs.
这些活动都只能暂时的满足人。
They are only temporary help.
人终究要感受到心灵中间的那个空虚。
And eventually, we still find areas of emptiness and discontent.
人终究不能被满足。
we cannot be satisfied all the time.
弟兄姐妹，这样的人就是神要的人。
But this is what God, this type of people are what God is looking for.
请听着，我们相信神的动机，就是因为我们明白，从世界能提供给我们的，没有一件事物能够真正满足我们的心。
The real reason why we believe in God is that we understand nothing in this world can satisfy us forever.
我再讲一遍，我们相信神的动机，就是因为我们明白，从这个世界能提供给我们的事物，没有一件能真正满足我们的心。
Let me reiterate. The motivation for us to believe in God is that we recognize that nothing in this world can truly satisfy us.
上帝要相信他的人的心就是这个样子。
God wants people with this kind of heart to come before him.
这是虚心的第一层。
That is the first level of what it means to be poor in spirit.
人要看出来自己心灵深处没有那种充实的感觉。
Man must come to the realization that there is a void in their soul.
人要觉得在自己的人生当中只有短暂的盼望，只有短暂的欢乐，短暂的平静。
Man must realize that there is only temporary hope, transient joy, and brief peace in their lives.
存着这样的动机来相信神的人，神看为他是邻里贫穷的人。
With these type of motivation, people come to seek God, and God sees them as poor in spirit.
来到神面前的人，他应该觉得我手中只有这么一杯水。或者了不起一壶水。
People who come before God with this type of spirit will behave as if they only have a small canteen of water.
喝完了就没了。
Once consumed, no more.
所以不像是有那种大江大河那样永流不断的水在我们里面。
We do not have a river which never end, but with never ending flow of stream.
这样的人是上帝要的。
This is a man, a poor in spirit, and God is searching for.
这样的人才能够真正来寻求一个他是那么渴慕的神。
With this type of recognition, a man can seek God.
他才能够真正有盼望从神那里得到满足。
Then he will have this hope that he will be satisfied by God.
弟兄姐妹，这是很多人今天的问题。
This is the problem with many folks today.
很多人不在神里面寻求满足。
Many people do not seek satisfaction in God.
用世间的事物来替代你心灵里面真正需要弥补的空缺。
But replace it with worldly things.
这个不是一个虚心的人。
This is not a person who's poor in spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹好好想一想，我们的心里面到底有没有那种渴慕。
So think about it. Is there such a longing in our heart for God?
你到底有没有发现你的心灵里面有一块东西非要神不可？
Is there something inside your heart, a void that can only be satisfied by God?
那个就是一个虚心的人。
That is a person who's poor in spirit.
第二，虚心的人也是一个知道自己不如神的人。
A person who's poor in spirit is a person who recognizes that he is inferior to God.
任何人。
Anyone.
不管是大人还是小孩，不管是男是女，都有一些智慧、技巧、经验、能力。
No matter young or old, man or woman, all possess some level of intelligence, skills, experience, and capabilities.
往往人就是靠着这个，成为人生在世 生存的条件。
This is the basic requirement for survival.
请告诉我，水电工靠什么生存呢？
So tell me, how does an electrician or plumber survive?
靠他水电的知识跟经验。
By his know-how in that field.
修车工怎么生存呢？
How does a car mechanic make a living?
靠他的技巧，靠他的经验。
By his experience and skill.
每一个人都有某一样的专长。
Everyone possesses certain skills or expertise.
或者就是我们自己觉得最在行的事情。
Or things that we know the most about.
而各位弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？往往这些知识、技能、经验等等就成为人骄傲的地方。
But these knowledge, skills, and experience make man proud.
春秋战国时代，齐国有一个宰相叫做晏子。
During the spring-autumn period of Chinese history, Yan Ying was the prime minister for the state of Qi.
那他有一天聘请了一个新的车夫。
One day he hired a new coachman.
一个驾马车的人。这个车夫呢，一回家，哇，就命令他的妻子说，你从今天开始要非常殷勤的来服侍我。
Once this new coachman was hired, when he returned home, he suddenly demanded great service from his wife. You have to serve me in many aspects.
那太太就很奇怪了，就很小心的问他说，怎么你以前都没有对我这个样子，为什么今天突然不一样了呢？
Not knowing what happened, his wife asked him,You have never made such demand before. What has changed?
这个车夫回答说，我以前没有做官，我现在做官了。
The coachman replied, I have never been a government official before, but now I have become one.
那个妻子就问他说，哎呀，好事啊，你现在做了什么官啊？
The wife said, great, what kind of official?
他说，我做的是很大的官。
He said, a very important one.
如果我不出声的话啊，宰相都不敢走。
So important, if I do not say go, even the prime minister could not move.
你就想一想我的官有多大。
So, you can imagine how important I have become.
这个妻子左想右想，比宰相大就只有皇帝咯。
The wife thought about it, said, you know, the only person who is greater than the prime minister is the emperor.
所以她就偷偷地跟着这个丈夫出门。
But she still could not make head or tail of what he said and decided to see for herself.
她就想知道这个先生做的到底是什么官。
To find out what kind of official this husband has become.
结果呢，她就看到她的丈夫拉着一辆马车出来了。
So then, one day she saw her husband prepare the horse carriage.
不一会儿，这个宰相出来了。
And soon after that, the prime minister showed up.
然后他把这个宰相扶上了车以后呢，自己也坐到那个驾驶的位置了。
So he helped the prime minister into the carriage and got on the driver's seat.
一拉缰绳，大吼一声，马就走了。
And then he yelled out to the horse and then took off.
当然，宰相也走了。
Of course, the prime minister went with him.
这个妻子才知道，原来你不过是一个车夫啊。
Then the wife realized her husband was nothing more than a coachman.
我们听得觉得好笑，对不对？
It may feel it's a funny story.
可是各位，这就是很多人很容易因为自己的专长，很容易因为自己的经验就觉得了不起。
This is but an example why people sometimes are proud because of their special skills.
而很多人因为这样，他觉得我不需要神。
And this is frequently the same reason why people feel they do not need God anymore.
因为他自己已经可以做很多事了。
Thinking they can do a lot without God.
所以才会有这样一句话出来，叫做人定胜天。
That's why there's a phrase that says, human wisdom prevails over nature.
你听这样的话，你就有一个感觉，好像人可以高过神的旨意。人可以创造出许多的东西来改善原来的生活。
As if man can override God's plan of well and can create new things for a better life and become superior to God.
所以呢好像啊觉得人比神更好了。
And become higher and greater than God.
人比神还了不起了。
And can do greater things than God.
我要讲一个笑话本来不想讲的。
A sidetrack.
但是因为看到大家聚精会神的听我龙心大悦讲一个笑话给你们听。
So I'll add another joke for you. Not in the script.
有一个工程师去世了。
A engineer who passed away.
他就到这个要报道的地方。
And went to where he was meant to go.
那个负责接待这些死亡的人呢说诶你来错地方了。你不是去天堂，你是该去地狱。
So the person who is responsible to receive the deceased say, "Hey, you made a mistake. You're not supposed to come to heaven. Go to hell."
这个工程师听了怪怪的哈，可是他还是很顺服的，就到地狱去了。
So, not knowing why, the engineer obeyed and then went to the underworld.
到了地狱以后呢，他哎呀，地狱好热哦。
When he arrived there, he found a place was too hot for him.
哎，他就创造了一套很好的空调系统。
So he designed a perfect, or very good air conditioning system.
然后呢，发现地狱里面交通不太方便，他又设计了捷运系统。
So he found out the traffic was not good enough in hell, so he designed a massive transit system.
然后发现地狱里的通信也不是很好，就创造了 Internet.
He found out their communication system was poor in hell, so he created, I thought Al Gore did that.
就这样一点一点一点，哇，地狱的生活比天堂还好了。
So soon, bit by bit, the living standard in hell become better than heaven.
然后呢，这个撒旦就觉得很骄傲。就赶快打电话给上帝说上帝啊嘿嘿嘿我们现在这里的生活比天堂还好哦。
So Satan said, then called, used internet, talked to God, says, hey, now hell is better than heaven.
不相信我送一个视讯给你看。
我视讯。
我把一个 video 送给你看。
If you don't believe, I sent you a videotape.
这上帝一看果然如此他想不可能啊上帝想说这不可能啊。
After seeing the video, God says, no, that's impossible.
然后呢上帝就说你这个撒旦啊一定动了什么伎俩。那个撒旦说没什么我只是找了一个工程师到我们地狱来。
So God said to Satan, you must have designed something. Satan said, no, I just found this engineer.
这个撒旦说你不是上帝就跟撒旦说你哈贼性不改你看你就是到现在还是这么坏我一定要找一个律师来告你。
God said to Satan, you've never changed your nature, you're still a wicked person, I'll find a lawyer to sue you.
听到这句话撒旦开始大笑。哇
Satan laughed out loud.
笑了好久好久好不容易才喘一口气来跟上帝说你以为律师都在哪里
Then he said to God, where do you think all the lawyers are?
我不知道人为什么这么恨律师。
I don't know why people hate a lawyer, I do.
但是因为我们当中没有律师我才敢讲这个笑话。
It's because we don't have lawyers among ourselves.So, I dare to share you with this joke.
各位，人很容易因为自己的专长去认为自己比神更好。
Men tend to, because of their capability, think they are superior than God.
这样的心态就不是一个虚心的人该有的。
This is not the right attitude a man poor in spirit should have.
当人觉得自己还有的时候还高过神的时候他像一个富翁不像一个穷人。
When a person still believes he has something, he's still capable of something, he's not like a poor man, he's like a rich man.
贫穷的人都知道自己是一穷二白一无所有的。
A poor man knows that he is poor and has nothing.
他不会自以为是，更不会去夸显自己有的一切。
He usually will not think too much of himself and will not brag or boast about himself.
神要的人就是会在神面前承认自己渺小和有限的人。
What God is looking for is a man who acknowledged before God his insignificance and finitude.
神要的人是在神面前看自己是那种没有智慧、没有能力、没有技巧，真正是一个一无所有的人。
What God is looking for is a man who see himself as lacking in wisdom, power, and skills, and of little use.
这样的人，他才会真正的回过头来倚靠神。
Only man with such attitude will turn back and rely on God.
人才会真正觉得他需要那一个神。
Only such man will see that he needs God.
耶稣说，人若不回转，像这个小孩子，断不能进天国。
Jesus said, if you do not turn back like such a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为小孩知道他没有别的依靠，除了父母以外。
Because a little child has no other reliance except his parents.
这个是第二种上帝要的虚心。
So that is the second aspect of man poor in spirit.
最后最后，虚心就是一个常倒空自己的人。
Lastly, a man poor in spirit is the one who empties himself.
人啊，要常常成为一个空的器皿。
A man should become an empty vessel.
要常常预备自己接受神的旨意。
Prepares himself to receive God's command and plan.
要预备自己接受上帝在我们生命中的计划。
To receive God's plan in our lives.
这样的人是天国里面要的人。
Such a man is a man that will enter the kingdom of heaven.
各位，这一节经文怎么说？
What does this verse say?
最后那一句话说，天国是他们的。
The second part of the verse says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
可是各位，我要提醒你，这一句话的意思不是说在天国里我们是最大的。
But I want to remind you, the meaning of this phrase is not that.
不是说在天国里我们是负责掌管天国的人。
Does it mean that we are the greatest in kingdom of heaven or we are in charge of it?
天国的主宰仍然是神。
The lordship of kingdom is still with God.
我们只不过得着他的允许进入天国而已。
But because of our humility, we've gained permission to enter it.
所以天国里面真正需要的是那个能够向神完全顺服、完全听命于神、完全接受神旨意的人。
Therefore, those who enter the kingdom of heaven are the one who completely submit to God, obey Him,and receive his command.
这就是为什么进天国的人是要常常倒空自己的人。
That is why those who enter into the kingdom of heaven must empty themselves.
这样的人才配进天国。
They are fit to enter it.
19世纪有一个了不起的科学家，他叫做法拉第。
The 19th century English physicist Michael Faraday.
他发现了电磁学上许多的现象。
He discovered electromagnetic phenomena.
总结了这个电磁感应的定律。
And the law of electromagnetism.
他也发明了这个电磁学史上第一台的电动机跟发电机。
He also designed the first electromagnetic rotary device and power generator.
他也发现了这个电解定律。
In addition, he also discovered the law of electrolysis.
他也提出这个电场、磁场等等重要的这个观念。
And promoted important concepts in the field of electricity and magnetism.
所以是19世纪电磁领域当中最了不起、最重要的一位科学家。
So became the most important scientist in the 19th century.
所以有一次英国这个皇家实验所请他来演讲。
So one time the Royal Institute of Great Britain invited Faraday to give a lecture.
这可能是英国皇家最高的一个科学研究单位。
It's the highest science organization or institute in Great Britain.
所以来听演讲的都是当代非常著名的科学家，满满的一群。
So the lecture was given before a multitude of renowned scientists.
甚至于连这个英国的皇太子都在当中。
And the royal prince was among them as well.
那法拉利就在那演讲，讲了一个多钟头。最后他演讲结束的时候，他做了一个全新的这个电磁的实验。
At the end of his hour-long lecture, he performed a wonderful electromagnetic experiment before the audience.
每个人都看到出神
，and took everyone's attention.
啊，结束的时候呢，那个掌声不是马上出来的，是极静了一段时间以后才突然爆出那种如雷的掌声。
And also received a loud round of applause at the end of the experiment.
所以大家都非常钦佩他在这个上面的成就。
So everyone was amazed of his achievement.
这个时候皇太子就从他座位上站起来。
At that moment, the royal prince stood from where he was sitting.
这个皇太子是后来英王爱德华七世。
The prince was later on Edward VII.
他从座位上站起来，跟大家说我们应该再一次起立鼓掌庆祝法拉第的成功。
So he stood up and led a standing ovation.
大家就起来鼓掌。
And another round of applause came.
各位都知道你听到掌声的时候人应该再出来谢谢大家，对不对？
So when you hear a round of applause, it's supposed to come out into onto the stage and give a few words, a word of thanks.
可是虽然大家鼓掌鼓得比第一次更热烈，那个法拉第一直没有出来。
Even though the second round of applause was louder than the first one, after a while, this old Professor Faraday didn't show up to the podium.
奇怪，怎么搞的？怎么这个老教授不出来了呢？
The people were wondering where he was.
原来一看，他演讲完就离开了。
As it turned out, Faraday left the lecture hall right afterwards.
他去哪里了？
Where did he go?
他跑到一个小礼拜堂去祷告了。
He went to a local church for a prayer meeting.
而这个祷告会是他持之以恒、永不缺席的祷告会。
A prayer meeting he has never missed once in his life.
所以各位他立刻把他在世间那种荣耀成就的光环放下，到神的面前去祷告。
So what he did was immediately lay down all the glory in this world and went before God to pray.
他是这么有成就的一位科学家，可是他从来不以此自满。
He never thought about his own accomplishment, even though he's such an established scientist.
他愿意常常到神面前把自己的经验、学识、成就都放下。
Willingly, he came before God, laid down all his experience, academic achievements, and accomplishments.
谦卑地到神面前来求问神在他身上的旨意。
And came humbly before God and sought after God's will in his life.
弟兄姐妹，除非我们愿意把我们里面常常倒空，否则我们不会有容得下神的地方。
Brothers and sisters, unless we're willing to empty ourselves, that God empty all that occupies our heart, there is no room for God.
如果我们里面没有容得下神的地方，神就不能真正掌管我们。
If we have no room for God, then God will not be in control in our lives.
如果神不能真正掌管我们，我们就不能真正按着神的意思去做。
If God is not in control, then we will not do according to His will.
我们绝对不会成为一个顺服神的人。
And will not become a person who is obedient to God.
各位想想， 如果你是上帝的话，你会想要这样的人进你的国吗？
So let's face it, if you were such a person, would God let you into the kingdom of heaven?
所以弟兄姐妹常常倒空我们里面。
So, empty ourselves often.
好了，我们稍微总结一下吧。
So, let's make a conclusion then.
耶稣说的虚心的人有三个方面。
Jesus says there are three aspects of being poor in spirit.
第一，从感觉上，虚心的人必须是一个体会到灵里不满足的人。
First, he must be a man who feels dissatisfied in spirit.
第二，从心态上，虚心的人必须是一个承认自己不如神的人。
Second, he must acknowledge that he is no match for God.
第三，从做法上，虚心的人必须是一个常常愿意倒空自己的人。
Third, he must be willing to empty himself.
这是耶稣说的虚心的人。
This is what Jesus means to be a man of poor in spirit.
我们明白了这几件事以后，我们才能看见耶稣所说的福。
After knowing these three things about being poor in spirit, then we're ready to see how blessed we are.
耶稣所说的福是多么的宝贵，我们才能体会得出来。
Then we'll be able to experience how precious the blessing that is to follow.
耶稣把福赐给虚心的人的原因，是因为这个人可以全然的接受神。
Blessed are the ones who are poor in spirit is because only the poor in spirit could receive God.
这个人虚心到一个程度，他渴慕因为神的同在而得到灵里的充实。
This person is humble enough so that he desires the presence of God in order to be satisfied in his spirit.
虚心的人能够明白自己的有限，所以他愿意把神当作是一切的源头，从神那里得着一切。
The poor in spirit recognize his own limitations, but God being the source and providers of everything.
虚心的人愿意放下自己，顺服神在自己身上的计划。
The man poor in spirit is willing to lay down all pertaining to himself and submit under the plans of God.
因此，神接纳他们做天国的子民。
Therefore, he is credentialed to be the citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这就是所谓的福。
That is what it means to be blessed.
很显然的，这一个福是跟世界的福不同的。
It's vastly different from blessings of the world.
而且这是一个大福。
It's a great blessing.
神要接纳这样的人进入他的国。
God will receive such a person into his kingdom.
刚才我给各位看另外一个翻译说 The heaven belongs to them.
Another translation on the screen says,The kingdom of heaven belongs to such person.
Belongs, 属于这个动词在原文里面是现在式。
The word belongs in the original language is in present tense.
我为什么说它是一个大福呢？因为你是一个虚心的人的话，现在就已经在天国里了。
Why did I say it was a great blessing? Because If you are a man of poor in spirit, now you are already in the kingdom of heaven.
我们总觉得自己要进天国很难。
We often feel it's hard to enter the kingdom of heaven.
你起码要在这个世界待上一阵子。
At least we have to dwell in this world for a while.
而且你要磨一阵子。
We'll be trained and molded for a while.
要让我们自己在思想、意志、情感、生命各方面 都经过一番淬炼之后，你发出了基督馨香之气以后，好像我们才可以想到进天国的事。
We often feel that we have to be molded in our thoughts and willpower, our feelings and all aspects of life. Then we will be able to produce the fragrance of Christ and then enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是耶稣说，如果是一个虚心的人，就已经在天国里了。
However, Jesus says, a man of poor in spirit is already in it.
时间的关系，我不多讲。可是各位，我请你去想一想，跟耶稣同钉十字架的那一个强盗怎么说的
？I just want to help you to remind what Jesus said to the thief that was nailed to the cross with him.
为什么耶稣说你今天就要跟我在乐园里了
？Why did Jesus tell him that on that day he will be with him in paradise？
弟兄姐妹，我们看见耶稣自己的应许，就是虚心的人有福了。
Brothers and sisters, we have seen the promise of Jesus, and that is, blessed are the poor who are in spirit.
我们再来看看我们自己是不是个虚心的人。
And let's examine ourselves to see if we are that person who is a poor in spirit.
我们清不清楚我们自己灵里面的贫穷
Do we know how poor we are in spirit?
很久以前有一阵子我下班以后我就坐在电视面前
Long time ago, for a period of time, after I returned home from work, I would sit before TV.
我手上就拿着一个选台器一台一台一台的换
I'll go through channels.One by one with remote controller.
其实我心里并没有真正想看什么节目。
But I did not really, I was not attracted to the TV.
我也不在乎它里面播放的是什么。
Nor did I care what was in it.
哎呀，只是觉得很无聊，不晓得该做什么事。
I just felt the boredom.
那就坐在电视前面杀时间。
And was without any desire for anything except to sit there and kill time.
弟兄姐妹，其实人在这种状态的时候，心里是很空虚的。
In this condition, the heart is really hollow and poor.
是很贫穷的。
It's very poor.
但是我们不知道去找神。
But we did not know that we should see God.
反而用其他很多活动去掩盖自己的贫穷。哎呀，我后来想一想，这是多么可怜的一件事情。
And yet we use many other forms of activities to cover up our emptiness. How pitiful.
或者很多时候也许我们很满意自己的生活、一切都非常顺利妥当。
Or on the other hand, we're very satisfied with ourselves.
要钱有钱，要房子有房子，要车子有车子。
We have houses, cars, money.
所以他不会，我们有人在这个情况之下不会想去依靠神的。
And there's no need to depend on God.
美国有一个钢铁大王叫做卡内基，听过吗
？There's a U.S. steel tycoon named Carnegie.
他呢，年轻的时候非常的贫穷，可是到后来他是一位世界级的富豪。
He turned himself from a poor boy into a world-class super rich man.
在他那个时代，全世界排行他是第二位富豪。
The number two super rich man in the world.
到今天，如果我们把他的财富拿来跟世界上有钱的人比，他仍然是世界第二位富豪。
He's still the number two rich man, even according to today's standards.
所以他在那个时候他捐了很多钱因为他年幼的时候没有好好念书他捐了很多钱在世界各地盖图书馆
Because when he was so poor when young age he did not have good education he donated large sums of money to build libraries in the world
所以有一次他去苏格兰旅游的时候呢因为他曾经在那里捐款盖过图书馆那边有四所大学的校长就一起请他吃饭。
So one day while touring in Scotland, presidents from four different universities came together to welcome him.
吃完饭以后大家就在聊天。
During their conversation after meal,
那这个时候卡内基呢就在回忆他的这个成功史。
Carnegie was talking about his own success.
哇，他讲得兴高采烈。
He was joyful.
讲到一个程度他停下来说，我请问各位校长，我现在大样样都有，什么也不缺，而且都是我一手造成的。各位，你们看一看，我现在还缺少什么？
He said to the president, "Gentlemen, I have everything. I'm not lacking in anything. I've made this possible by my own hands. Do you see if I still lack anything?"
各位，他讲的时候，你可以想象他骄傲的表情。
You can imagine how proud of himself he was at that moment.
会不会有些时候我们也跟卡内基一样的骄傲？
Will we be like Carnegie in his pride?
有神也好，没神也好，反正我什么事情都可以靠自己。
With or without God, we can accomplish our goals ourselves.
最后，如果我们真的很诚实的面对神，我相信绝大部分的人都必须承认，我们不会常常倒空自己。
I believe if we face God honestly, most of us must agree that we do not like to empty ourselves.
包括我自己在内，都习惯以自我为中心。
Habitually, including myself, we are all self-centered.
我们会让自己的道路、自己的意念、自己的心意高过神的道路，高过神的心意。
Our ways, our minds, our desires are higher than God.
我们喜欢安排自己的工作，安排自己的时间，甚至于我们喜欢安排自己的人生。
We like to arrange for our own work, our own timetable, and even our own lives.
但是我们却花很少很少的时间倒空自己，到神面前求说，上帝，你在我身上的旨意是什么？
And we do not empty ourselves and come before God and ask for God's will in our lives.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们已经相信耶稣，你决定要做一个天国的子民，我们要好好想一想今天耶稣说的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we believe in Jesus, decide to become a member of the kingdom of heaven, we must ponder on Jesus' words today.
好好想一想，这个天国真的属于我吗？
And ask if the kingdom of heaven really belongs to me.
我是不是真的像一个邻里贫穷的人？
Am I really a person who is poor in spirit?
我刚刚说了马太福音五到七章是天国的宪章。
I said before, Matthew 5-7 is the constitution of the kingdom of heaven.
你要明白这段经文，就好像你要明白美国的宪法一样。
You must understand it as like you understand the constitution of the United States.
我们今天只讲了一节。
Today we only touched on one verse.
但却是一节非常重要的经文。
But a very important one.
这一节经文可以说是天国国民的基本资格。
This verse is like the basic criteria or responsibility for the citizen.
我们不但要听，弟兄姐妹，你还要朝着这一个目标前进。
We not only need to know it, but should make it our spiritual goal.
所以我们要做到两件事情。
Therefore, we must do two things.
第一个，我们要自我检测。
First, we need to examine ourselves.
我们要时常借着圣灵的光照，发现我们灵里的虚空。
Pray for the illumination of the Holy Spirit so that we should see our spiritual emptiness.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道大家有没有一个感觉，就是往往我们信主越久，往往我们就觉得自己已经得着了。
I wonder if you have the same feeling that the longer we have become Christians, the more we feel that we have obtained and become spiritually mature.
也就是我们已经得着那个属灵的长进了。
That we have become spiritually mature enough.
而这个就常常是我们需要注意的地方。
But this is what we should be careful about.
当我们有这样的想法的时候，其实已经不能再从神那里得着什么了。
Because whenever we think this way, we no longer can receive anything more from God.
因为我觉得我已经得着了。
Because we think we already have it.
我们觉得自己已经满了。
We're already filled.
我们不觉得我们自己还有虚空的地方需要神。
We don't no longer have any void that we need God to fill it.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论我们的属灵程度如何，我们要像保罗说的一样。
So no matter what our spiritual maturity, the level of our spiritual maturity is, we should all be like Paul.
保罗不以为他自己已经得着了，而他仍然竭力的去追求那个属灵的成长。
Do not regard ourselves as having gained enough, but should continue to press on forward to have more.
所以好好祷告，弟兄姐妹，求圣灵光照我们，知道我们里面还有得罪神的地方，还有需要被神调整的地方，还有神要填补的地方。
Therefore, we should continue to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us if there's anything inside that does not please God and needs to be dealt with and mended for.
这样我们才会继续的仰望神，继续求神来充满我们，我们真正灵里面才会不断的长进。
In order that we can continue to look to God and grow in spirit.
自我检测。
Self-examination.
第二个是自我，摒弃自我。
Secondly, we lay down ourselves.
恐怕最会阻碍我们成为一个虚心的人的东西，就是我们的自我。
The one thing that hinders us to be a humble person is our ego.
自我的虚荣，自我的成就，自我的才能等等，这些让人自以为了不起，自以为骄傲的地方，常常变成人不能谦卑向神的阻碍。
Our pride, our achievement, our capabilities make us think that we are terrific and hinder us from being humble before God.
曾经有一个人这么说。
Someone said once,
什么是最坏的基督徒呢?
The worst kind of Christians.
最坏的基督徒就是最有才干的基督徒。
Of the ones that are most capable.
哎，我们听了很奇怪，为什么呢? 为什么呢?
Why?
为什么我们说最有才干的基督徒是一个最坏的基督徒呢?
Why the most capable Christians are the worst kind?
这样的人来服侍神不是很有潜力吗?
Don't they have the most potential to serve God?
我们难道不希望神国里面都是有才能的人来服侍神吗?
Don't we wish that all people in the kingdom of God are capable people?
为什么这样讲呢?
So why do we say that?
因为有才干的人他想要的是替神做什么，而不是让神在他身上做什么。
Because such people with talents want to do things for God and not let God do things on them.
他想以他自己的才能替神做什么事情，可是却不会到神面前说：“上帝，你要我做什么？”
They will do things for God out of their own desires of.Rely on their own capabilities and not come before God and seek God's will and God's directions on how to serve Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我跟大家一起学习，怎么样摒弃自我。
So we need to learn together how to lay down ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，这不是说要我们自己瞧不起自己或者降低自己的价值，不是的。
And that is not to say that we should look down upon ourselves or lower our value.
而是把你的自我减到最低，让神在你的生命里面 居首位掌王权。
But to minimize yourself and let God be the Lord and King of your life.
以他为尊，以成就他的旨意为我们生命的意义。
To exalt God and to accomplish God's will as the ultimate meaning to our lives.
让我们不再成为一个依靠自己才能而单单仰望神作为的一个基督徒。
We should not rely on our own talents, but look to God Himself.
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我今天的主题，乘虚而入，弟兄姐妹，我没有打错字。
Today's Chinese topic is not a misprint.
但愿神帮助我们都成为一个虚心的人进入他的国。
May we become humble so that we may enter the kingdom of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
谢谢主，你应许我们有福，因为天国是我们的。
God, we thank you to...promises that we are blessed because the kingdom of heaven is ours.
然而你渴望我们先成为一个虚心的人。
But you want us to become a humble person first.
主就求你圣灵常常来光照我们，让我们发现自己生命中的虚空。
May your spirit shine upon us so that we will discover the area of void that we need you to fill.
让我们常常发现自己里面还有需要你调整的地方。
In areas that we need to be adjusted by you.
更求主你的灵帮助我们，让我们来到你面前，就是承认自己的有限，就是看见自己的渺小。
To come before you to acknowledge our insignificance, our unworthiness.
帮助我们在你的面前做一个看不见自己只看得见你的人。
Help us to become a person who no longer see ourselves, but see you.
我们不靠自己的才能，不靠自己的经验，反过来我们求主你在我们身上的旨意成就。
That your will be done in our lives, that we no longer rely on our own capabilities and experience.
我们把自己交在你的手中。
So we commit ourselves in your hands.
求主你天天时时刻刻来掌管我们。
And take control of our lives.
我们把自己的工作，我们自己的家庭，我们自己的儿女，我们自己的一切也都交在主你的手中。
We commit everything, our lives, our family, our work in your hands.
求主耶稣基督的恩惠天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动与交通，常与我们弟兄姐妹同在，从今时直到永永远远。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.